this project is the public's project. I mean, the Park Commission took it on about a year and a half ago from some students at the school who were working on it as seniors. And we took it on and tried to get it to a point where we've chosen the site. And in the past, we have gotten some basic concepts, I guess, with some local artists of what it is this thing's going to look like, because we really don't know yet. We want to do it right. We want to represent Wrangell. And those who have either been lost at sea or given their life to the marine industry and want to be memorialized in this location. So if you've been out there, out on the west side of the parking lot by the small boat launch is a pad now, about 140 feet long by about 40 feet. And it's been asphalted and there's armor rock around it. And the plan is to make that the location for a memorial. In our earlier discussions and planning and kind of scoping, all sorts of ideas were out there, some that required a lot more area than that. And we're still having discussions whether we do this thing in phases where we use the area we have now with the hopes of going further toward the water on the outside of the breakwater or whatever. At our Thursday workshop, what we want to do is set a date. The Port Commission has set a date of March 1 where they hope to get some design so we can tell the artists, here's what we want. We may want a covered area. We want a wall, or we want this, that, or the other, and here's the items we're going to use, now go design it. So we want the public's input to really nail down what it is this thing will look like.
Again, my guest is Harbor Master Greg Meisner, joining us here in the KSDK studios. Coming up on Thursday at 6 p.m., a workshop focused on the Mariner's Memorial, which has been in planning for many years and is going to be located at the new Heritage Harbor. Greg, in wrapping up, is there anything that that listeners can do to help you or the Port Commission make this thing come to life and become a real part of Wrangell's harbor infrastructure?
Well, I think those who want to come give their advice or their input, it would sure help them and us if they went to the site, stood on it, looked around, get your view, listen to the sounds. It's a lot easier to design something for the site if you've actually been to the site. There's a ton of great ideas. We've had a lot of input, but we'd like the public to show up and help us finish this step, which would be to get some real design criteria together by a date so we can move on and look for funding with some idea of what it is we're building, because the minute you go look for funding, you need to know what it is you're building and have some kind of a drawing of this thing and what you think it might cost. So until we get to a point where we have something to look at, we don't have any of those things down. So
again, my guest, Greg Meisner, harbor master for the city of Wrangell. Greg, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Peter.